So each day at this time, we'll do some heart practice in the traditional teachings. There are four heart-opening practices called the Brahmaviharas, or divine abodes, that are natural byproducts of the meditation. And can be cultivated consciously. The four, we won't get to practicing all four, although we'll touch on them probably during the retreat, are metta, loving kindness, karuna, compassion, mudita, sympathetic joy, and upekkha, equanimity. And these can be done as a really wonderful complement to the mindfulness practice. Anytime, by the way, that you're feeling, it will support your practice to do a little bit of loving kindness or any of the ones that we've been, that we'll share. We'll share self-compassion and might do some forgiveness, things like that. Anything that feels like, oh, this is going to support me being here and softening me a bit, particularly if you're getting tight or rigid or somehow getting into a contracted mind, it can be very skillful to bring about that spacious heart. So we'll do today. The first, generally the first step in the metta practice or loving kindness practice, which is loving kindness, being kind to ourselves, which is often what's most needed and sometimes what's most elusive. It's really important to be kind to ourselves. That's why I have said a number of times this practice functions on kind awareness. And a few things to keep in mind as we do this. First, the Buddha himself said you could search the whole world over and not find anyone more deserving of kindness than yourself. If you're excluding yourself from the same basic goodwill that you'd have towards everyone else, then this is a great misperception. Why exclude yourself as if everything else belongs and somehow you don't? When you do this practice, sometimes the word loving kindness can seem, or the phrase loving kindness can seem so profound or noble and hard to reach. Just think in terms of kindness. That's a word that is such a beautiful invitation, as the Dalai Lama says, my religion is kindness. And it's just a basic goodwill, whether it's to someone else or towards yourself, just wishing well. So as you're sitting here, just wish yourself well. Here you are coming to spend this week because there's something in you that has called you to do this very unusual work. To spend I spent my summer vacation just sitting still and going inside. It doesn't sound like a lot of fun. However, it's so profound, and something in you has heard that call because you love the truth. You love somehow wanting to grow and wake up and open your heart, or whatever it is that's motivated you. So to connect with that wholesomeness that's brought you here this is a good way to start. And I'll offer some traditional phrases. When you hear them, they might resonate with you. They might not. You might adjust the words so that they more connect for you, or think of your own words. So this is a very customizable practice. Just see really what works for you, and leave the rest. Mm. As you're doing these kinds of practices, sometimes you might have the idea, oh, I'm going to really, really grow in my love, and my heart's going to open. And you might be surprised to find everything else but loving kindness. It's very common, especially if you're trying hard to be loving, that sometimes the heart just gets tight. Allow whatever your experience to be just the way it is. This is not a test, and if you find yourself not feeling particularly open or tender, then just hold that with kindness, and that's where it starts. I'll say some phrases, and often if you just use the phrase and think of it as sowing the seed of a wholesome, planting the seed of a wholesome action, a wholesome feeling, don't worry about whether you feel it or not. Just even to wish you could feel it is a wholesome start. And along with saying the phrase, you might have an image that helps you connect with that, the meaning of the phrase. That can be very supportive. And sometimes you just might feel the essence of it, and the words are superfluous or extra. And then you can just let your awareness rest in that feeling of a kind heart. Okay. So we'll do some now, and I invite you to just find a posture you can be reasonably relaxed and at ease. It's hard to generate a lot of good-heartedness if your body is hurting. So just be at ease. And begin by putting your attention on your heart center. We usually think of that place that can be touched by others or touches others as a place where our love is generated or activated. And there might be something to that. For some, you might find it helpful to actually physically touch your heart for a moment or throughout the meditation. Just see that touch, if it brings a tenderness. Physiologically, it's shown that does. So just as you connect your attention in that area and invite it to soften, and you might imagine breathing in all the goodwill around you. There's a lot of goodwill in this room. And just breathing it in right through your heart and activating all the good inside. And then as you breathe out, imagine radiating it out, surrounding yourself with that goodwill and extending it outwards. Not forcing it, just inviting a tenderness, inviting a basic goodwill and warmth. being part of this field of goodwill that we all create here together. And then you might reflect for a few moments on the goodness inside that would bring you to a retreat like this, or some other good qualities that you appreciate about yourself. And just send yourself these kind thoughts. May I be safe from inner and outer harm. You might think of a time or a place where you feel very safe and protected. If one comes to mind, just recall the last time you were there and how it feels, how it felt. Just wish that for yourself. May I be safe. May I have happiness in my life and contentment. Again, you might think of a time or a place where there is real happiness or joy. Remember and just tune into that channel. May I be happy. If you can get in touch with that feeling, just imagine showering yourself with that wish. Now, may I be healthy and strong to whatever extent possible in this body. Wish that for yourself. May I have ease of well-being. And that's a sense of inner peace, where your heart is not confused or stressed. May I live with ease. Again, you might remember a time where that was really your experience. Maybe today, maybe now, or maybe some other time. And just wish that for yourself. May I be safe. May I be happy, content. May I be healthy. Strong to whatever extent possible. Just showering yourself with that wish, goodwill. May I have ease of well-being. Inner peace. Not stressed. Or confused. Wish that for yourself. You might think of something that particularly you are wanting right now or in need of support, whether it's patience or courage or compassion, whatever it is, just think if there's something you could really use right now or these days to support you, just wish it for yourself. And if you happen to just even get a glimpse of a kind attitude towards yourself, just let yourself then enjoy that. And if you don't, that's okay. No judgment. Just allow whatever is here. I want to offer as an alternative, if metta for self is not so easy, or just as another way to generate that kind heart, is also including the next classical category of a benefactor, just somebody who you're really grateful for, who has enriched your life. And sometimes people find that first opening to that benefactor can help them to be softening and have more access towards ourselves. So we can do that as well in this period. Think of somebody who has inspired you, or that you're grateful for, or who believes in you, who's been there for you, or maybe someone you don't know personally who's inspired you by their courage or their goodness, someone who's enriched your life. And bring them to mind. And for a moment, get in touch with that gratitude you feel. It can be a friend or a mentor, a teacher. It can be a pet. It can be a child. Just somebody who's really inspired you and brings more richness to your life that you're grateful for. Who's a benefactor in some way. And then wish them well. Just like you, they want to have well-being. May you be safe from harm. May you be happy. You might imagine them in a happy moment and just delight in that, wishing that for them. May you be healthy and strong, whatever extent possible for you. May you have ease of well-being, your heart at peace and not stressed. May you feel my gratitude for you. Then in whatever way resonates for you, just wish them well. And as you do, just have an image of them, and perhaps even a feeling in the heart. Just let yourself rest in that. And now, having done that, if it feels right, come back again to yourself and wish yourself well. Having these kind, generous, appreciative thoughts, let yourself appreciate that. And then for the last minute or so, if you want to continue with the metta, or if you want to just come back to the mindfulness practice for a little while, and let it be held in that spirit of kindness. Dinner, just want to take a moment, see if any question about that, anything that might have come up, want to ask about. So, as I say, use as needed. It's the all-around RX remedy. As needed, and as will support your practice, just any time. You can spend the first part of a period doing that, or at the end of a period after you've been settled in, or you can spend the whole period doing metta practice, or not. As you like. Okay, dinner.